Hurry, little one. We must be ready as soon as Da pulls the cart up to the door. Mama's voice was tense, and her hands were busy as she spoke, shoving food and provisions into a bag. I'm trying, Mama, I whined, but I cannot find my boots. Never mind, there is no more time, she said, snatching a woolen scarf from a peg on the wall and kneeling to wind it around my head and shoulders. I couldn't understand the reason behind the tight lines around her mouth and the dread feeling in her eyes. She said, you'll be riding in the cart, so we'll just wrap up your feet snug in a blanket. Come now, quickly. She grabbed my thin shoulders and pushed me toward the door. Her grip dug painfully into my flesh, and I gave a little squeal of protest, but she appeared not to hear it. I was amazed at being permitted to go outdoors with bare feet in the dead of winter, something that had never happened according to my short memory. I still wore my sleeping gown beneath my cloak, and my silver-white hair remained matted and uncombed. Mama threw open the door, and an icy blast of wind slapped me in the face, cutting through my clothing. I peered out through the torrential sleet and into the dim world ahead. It was not yet light out, but I could just see far enough ahead to make out Da pulling the cart into the yard, our old nag hitched to the front. Grabbing my wrist, Mama dragged me out the door and down the front step, moving with surprising strength for a woman so small. My naked feet barely touched the frozen ground, but when they did, the cold of the sleet-spattered mud made me cringe, so I ran as fast as my short legs could carry me across the yard. A shrill scream erupted suddenly in the distance. Carried on the wind, it echoed across the valley, rising over the gale of the storm. Fear shot up my spine as Mama froze for a moment, looking up toward the hills ringing our farm. A little village lay just over the near rise, but it was impossible to see beneath the darkness and the thick veil of the blizzard. Spurred by the scream and the series of chilling cries that followed, Mama took to her heels again. I stumbled over the frozen earth and she grabbed me up in her slender arms, carrying me the rest of the way to the cart. I could feel her heart thudding against my ear as she ran, her breath rasping in and out as she scrambled to a halt alongside the wagon. Then I was passed into Da's strong arms and lifted upward. They're coming! Mama had to shout at him to be heard over the wind. They're in the village! I heard. Da sounded unrushed. His eyes met hers over the top of my head, and she seemed to grow calmer beneath his steady gaze. She said, we've no chance of outrunning the soldiers, not in a cart. Not together, he agreed. But with the weight of only two, you might make it. Haben, what are you saying? Da didn't answer immediately, settling me down quickly in the bed of the cart and giving me a reassuring pat on the head. I want you to make for Borland's farm on the other side of the ridge, he told Mama. Borland's a magicless, but he's a good neighbor, and I believe he'll hide you from the praetor's fists. At any rate, he's your only chance. I won't go without you, she insisted. Da turned his back to her, making a hasty check of the nag's harness. You must, Ada. You understand what has to be done for the sake of the child. Quickly now. Get into the cart.